Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Bravo, man! Now, Snooki, where are you? Have you been abducted in a ship?
This is what I actually look like. I told you guys I was an alien.
This is a rendering from NASA that we received based on Snooki's proximity in Chile.
Welcome to What's Happening with Snooki and Joey.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Grab yourself a cocktail and buckle up because it's going to be messier than ever today. Do you know that I realized people listen to this in the morning?
I know. Did you know people actually listen to us?
No, I didn't know that.
But I didn't actually realize people like, and I know we said this before, but I feel like we're just talking to ourselves and like, I don't know, like two people watch us.
Right.
But we actually have like viewers, listeners.
These are prescription sunglasses. I do have a light here.
All right, can we talk about aliens? I'm like really excited about it.
Oh yeah, so welcome to the show. I didn't realize people listen to the show. I was on the train yesterday and people are like chuckling on the thing, listening to other people's podcasts, OPPs. And I didn't realize probably our crusaders listen to us on the phone, like when they're driving to work and commuting. And people look at them.
Yeah, do you think they like randomly chuckle at us? Like,
yeah.
Okay, I feel like we're funny.
All right, so we're going to start it off with alien invasions.
Oh, yeah. Did you see what happened in Vegas?
No.
Joey, you live under a rock.
What happened in Vegas? I thought they saw the spaceship.
Yeah, so this shit happened like a month ago, but they just released it now. And this guy called 911 at like 2 a.m. And he was like, there's somebody in my backyard. They're like 10 feet tall. They have big freaking eyes and a big mouth. And they're just looking at me. And this was because something dropped from the sky. An alien crashed in his backyard. And there were two aliens just chilling in his backyard looking at him. So the cops came over and the cops didn't think he was crazy because the one cop saw the crash too. So the cop was like, did you see the alien? Like, where is it? So they released a body cam footage. So everyone on TikTok is going crazy, like saying the alien is hiding behind the fence or it's behind the bulldozer thing, the forklift. I didn't see it, but it's happening, bitches. And you guys know that I definitely believe in aliens. Like, we're not the only life of fucking life. We're not the only planet with life. There has to be like a million other planets with life in the galaxy. And I saw an alien when I was little in the sky.
Why did he take a picture of it when he saw it?
Because I guess he was scared. I don't know. Like, would you randomly grab your phone if you saw a scary alien staring at you?
Okay.
I feel like I would be frozen.
I think
I have like cameras all around my house. So it's going to catch the thing. So if you guys are interested like me and want to go down a rabbit hole, you have to watch the Wyoming Aliens. It's on Amazon Prime. All the aliens go there and they take the cattle and everything. And then you have to watch the Ariel School in Africa because 60 students saw freaking aliens land and they're terrified. And I think that's the two that I watched. That's amazing. Have you ever seen an alien or UFO, mind you?
No. I mean, I take a lot of drugs, so I don't know what I'm seeing most times.
You never saw UFO in the sky?
No. I mean, I can't see that far. You know I'm blind. Huh. I don't have my contacts in either today. I'm excited about this, kind of. It's like...
I think they're here to save us. And also, like, kill the bad people.
What happened to the spaceship that crashed? They don't have it? It flew away?
Yeah, it flew away. But then if you look at the imprint of where it landed, it's like a big circle.
I think that's hard to believe because, like, on Earth...
Oh, so you think we're the only plane with life?
No, I don't think that. But I think that, like, if a plane crashed, like, we have, like, they don't have different matters. Like, we have gravity and, like, all the other, like, atoms or whatever the shit is. Here, so like, if they're, even if they're from somewhere else and their plane crashed in our thing, if anything crashed, it's going to be
it didn't crash. It landed. I guess it landed, but it was like really quick.
And they jumped.
Everyone saw it come down from the sky.
And they jumped out.
Yeah, they were walking around the backyard.
But wait, did the slide initiate when they opened up the emergency door?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Oh, and also watch the McPherson tapes on Amazon.
From Elle McPherson?
That was one where the aliens tried to kill them. And it's actually based on a true story. I don't know. But the aliens came to their house and then they all disappeared and never seen again.
That's the thing. I wish I love how stealth they are, how they disappear so quickly.
Well, I don't want to get abducted, I don't think. I feel like maybe I have. I don't know. I've had dreams of it. So aliens are here, and that's all I have to say.
Is that what they say they look like?
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope they're nice.
But do they have eyelashes? There's going to be dust and debris getting in their eyes around here, especially in those parts in Wyoming.
Well, supposedly the Wyoming aliens, they have to wear all like a black suit to protect their skin because they're allergic to the sun. The sun burns their skin like vampires.
But they're smart people, so they know, they understand that they studied the earth, they know what the things are. So they're like scientists. These are real people. These aren't just like crazy like hood rats coming in from
another. But yeah, they're taking cattle
a while out.
They said they eat the cattle and they come down and take them.
Well, these are probably the most intelligent people on their planet because like our astronauts have to be the smartest people. They can't just be like some random assholes like
around. And then there was a whistleblower. I probably sound crazy. I really don't give a fuck. There was a whistleblower that said that the government or something is going to introduce like an alien thing. And they're going to see how the public reacts. So if everyone is like crazy and freaking out, then I guess they're not going to like elaborate and go crazy. But I'm ready for it.
What's the whistleblower?
A whistleblower is like somebody that.
I know. Someone says.
It's like a rat. Yeah. It's like, listen, this is what's really going on.
What's really going on?
So that's all I have for today. But I was really, really excited about aliens. And I've been in a rabbit hole. And I'm excited to see them.
Well, I'm excited to see you. You and I have a lunch date tomorrow. Today,
yes. Wait, I'm going to see you in a little bit. I'm actually doing, I'm doing digital press for... Jersey Shore Family Vacation that is airing. I don't know if they said it, but I can tell you guys. I think it's airing August. Everyone get ready because this is when Sam's back. So I'm only spilling the tea for you, and Opal is going to probably yell at me. August 3rd, the premiere.
Oh, Thursday.
Yeah, Jersey, bitch.
August 3rd. So you're doing.
So get ready, market calendars, get your Jersey Shore parties ready because it's happening.
You're doing digital press in New York City.
No, it's digital content, if you will.
Oh, and are you getting hair and makeup for this content?
No, we have to do it ourselves.
Oh, I was wondering why I wasn't hired. That's rude.
You're too busy anyway.
Well, I'm actually not busy Friday because I'm planning our lunch date. I haven't seen you in many moons. It's been almost a month.
I know, more than a month.
Oh, maybe.
I haven't seen you in 6 months.
No.
Yeah. When's the last time I saw you?
Upstate.
You're a whore.
You have my palm trees?
I know, it's cute. I just want to shout out everyone that came. I feel like I had a few crusaders that came to my Snooki Shop event in Beacon.
Oh my God, how was it?
Last weekend. Oh my God, it was so nice. Everyone... was so nice. We had Messy Mama tasting. I've never seen my event people so drunk. Like everyone actually drank and had a good time.
Was it the new messy mama formulation maybe?
Yeah, it was the new messy mama getting everyone twisted. So thank you guys for coming. We had such a good day. And of course, like four people said, where's Joey?
I know. I couldn't make it.
He's not here.
Well, the towels, the hot seller. I'm seeing them all over the internet. Everyone's showing off their Snooki Shop towels.
I love my towels. I want everyone. So my goal is for everyone at the beach to buy them. So the whole beach has Snooki Shop towels.
It's happening. It's happening.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I already had my green tea today and it didn't work, so I'm still yawning. But I did take a Xanax last night because I was nervous.
And are you hungover? What's the matter with you?
I'm not hungover. I haven't drank. I've been drinking very much.
Are you pregnant?
No, I just, you know, I have no one to drink with.
Your boyfriend.
He's like responsible. He doesn't like drinking during the week. He likes
freak.
Because he has to work. Like he has like a real job. He has to be there like at 7 a.m. every day.
I had martinis last night.
Did you? I did Xanax last night because I was afraid I was going to wake up today. So I had a very busy day. I am yawning. You apologize.
On.
I am yawning, but
you should take a nap. You look tired.
I just woke up. Let me see my eyes. I've no.
I'll put some makeup on.
No, they're moving. Hey, listen, at work every day, so they're kicking us out of our office now because
you're moving.
No, they're not moving, but they're redecorating the whole house because like half the office is in Chicago, which like all the favorite friends are like leaving. It's going to suck here. I'm really annoyed by it. Like,
thank God all your friends are leaving.
No, like everyone's leaving, moving to Chicago.
Ha ha.
Go to the new office over there. So like the office now is like desolate. So they're moving our desks around. So like they're like redecorating, like adding like, they're adding all new like features to the office, like renovating the whole thing. So we had to clean out our whole desk. I feel like I was getting fired. So they give you like one little box. You have to fill up your whole life. 2 years.
And oh my God. It's like in the movies when I get fired and they have the brown box and they're like, it's been real.
Yeah. And I have a plant hanging out of it. I have a plant, two plants hanging out of mine.
Stop. Can you in real life actually do that?
Yeah. But we don't have to leave the office. We have to put our name on the box and then they store it. And then when you have your new desk, they move the thing.
I thought it was just the movies.
Move it back to your new desk. So it's like, I have no desk. All my makeup's gone. All my costumes are like put away in storage. Like I have like nothing here. So I feel like I've been like thrown out of my own home. You know?
You'll be fine.
I know. But
I'm just glad all your friends are leaving.
I know, a lot of people are leaving. But Chicago's nice, but I would never want to live there. It seems so cold and I don't know anyone there.
Don't they have really good pizza? We went there before. Why were we there in Chicago?
We went at the Steve Harvey show.
Yeah, but you were with me.
I came on with you. Not on the show. I came to your meeting.
Remember we used to do Steve Harvey all the time, me and Jenny?
Yes.
We were like regulars and we were like doing like mom segments. It was so cool.
The last time we saw
him. He's very nice, I have to say. Yeah. Like all the famous like hosts and TV show people that I've met, he's just like so down to earth and normal.
Yeah. Remember you were on, what's that show called? The Family Feud.
Who?
The Family Feud.
Oh yeah. The Family Feud. That was fun.
I'm planning another, I have a huge party. I didn't realize that. You remember how I did on Easter? I'm having a mini Easter on Sunday.
Easter?
It's Father's Day on Sunday, so I'm planning a big party for Poppy at his house.
Well, that's nice. What'd you get Poppy?
I didn't get him a present yet because I'm still buying like lobster tails and fucking all these other stuff. So we're doing like, you know, I'm doing a mini version, like a barbecue version of my, oh God, she's here. A barbecue version of Easter. So it's going to be an indoor-outdoor event. I ordered all this shit from the internet. I have, I'm doing, you know.
Wait, this is spooky.
I know, because the background's blurred.
I know, so it actually looks like an alien.
So I'm throwing a big party. So I'm doing like surf and turf. I'm doing lobsters. I'm doing steaks. I'm doing.
Well, that's nice.
Things I got, and I decorated all in gingham. You know that red and white checkers like picnic style thing. But I did an upscale version of it. I went on Amazon and I got like real tablecloths and real napkins. I'm doing blue hydrangea arrangements.
Oh, your drama.
I'm doing I got burlap runners. So it's gonna be very like rustic, like old school, like outdoor, like picnic style, but like high end. I'm making my own very own watermelon mint cocktail.
Very drama. Cocktail.
I'm probably gonna get some Messy Mama wine. Do you have any a case of rosé that I can offer buy off you?
I offer no. I drank it all.
Oh. Well, I can get
a couple. I'm gonna order like a bundle though. Yeah. So everyone that ordered Messy Mama, you should have got your deliveries because I just got mine yesterday. But I drank it all.
Oh. Did you see Poppy's picture on his Instagram with all the lobsters at his lobster break?
No.
Oh, everyone go there and comment on it. Thank you,
Sandra. Happy Father's Day to any fathers if they're listening, because it's Father's Day this weekend.
This is Sandra, my best friend.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Thank you. You got a haircut. Oh, my God. Yeah, he looks pretty.
Is that vodka or water?
It's vodka. Do the kids buy Gianni anything for Father's Day? Are you going to buy him like a new
car? No, they just do cards. They do nice cards. And I got the Manscaped stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm putting that on there because he needs like new stuff. So it was like perfect timing for that. And, you know, I want his balls nice and shaved. So.
Oh, my God. I had a nose hair today and I was trying to get it out with a regular razor. I almost decapitated my nose. I couldn't find the weed whacker or whatever the thing is, the nose Manscaped. Like, you stick it up your nose. It's the best. I do like this shirt. No, I'm thinking about it.
You look nice.
Oh, thank you. I have back-to-back interviews today. It's been very busy this week. I'm preparing for Gay Pride. Do you see? I don't even want to celebrate Pride. I'm afraid I'm going to get killed.
You said that last week. You're not going to get killed.
Do you teach your children kindness or you teach them that gay people are bad?
Gay people are bad. Like, what? Is that even a question?
No, because like middle schools, they were supposed to wear like colorful shirts in a middle school. Colorful shirts celebrate Pride on the June 2nd. And everyone showed up in red, white, and blue outfits and said, my pronouns are America or USA.
Well, clearly their parents are assholes.
Yeah, and they ripped down all the signs,
See, this is why the aliens are coming, because humans are assholes.
Yeah. So I'm afraid.
My kids are all in rainbow.
Mm-mm. I know. I'm afraid people are going to throw beer cans at us. Thank God I have a double-decker bus with security that have guns. So try it, Mama, and you'll be shot.
You should bring paintball guns.
Or silly string.
So it's like you're still shooting them, but you're not killing them.
Or silly string. I need to find a source of income. I need to find a second source of income because I have to move.
You just got a raise.
I know, but I have to move in the end of summer. So I need to save, like, do you know how much it is to move? Guess how much it is to move in New York City?
$10,000.
No, that doesn't even begin to cover the cost of the movers. So
what do you mean?
Okay. So when you move in an apartment, you have to put the first month, and then you never rented an apartment ever in your life.
No.
I know, because you lived in homes and then you bought a fucking mansion as your first house.
I mean, my dream was to always have an apartment in Queens,
And I never did that. You lived in apartments on the shows, but you never had to do contracts or deals with that stuff. So anyway, so like when you move to the city, it is worse. It's the worst thing ever. Anywhere else in the world, it's like you would think that you'd have to, like, you know, put some money down and then, like, you know, put your first month down and then whatever. No, first of all, you got to prove for the thing. You have to show them, like, literally every dollar you've made for the past 10 years, every tax return for the past 10 years. You have to have people write letters from, like, old, like,
Well, like a reference.
Not any personal references from your old landlords, like three past landlords. And if you don't have at least two or more landlords, they don't even let you get considered to get your own apartment. You have to have your parents co-sign for you or have someone else sign for you.
Your parents? What if you're like 50?
Oh, you have to find someone that makes 80 times the rent. And you have to make 80 times the rent. So if your rent is $1,000, you have to make $800,000.
Oh, because it's like security. They want to make sure.
Or something like that. But no, yeah. that's for a guarantor. You have to make 80 times the rent. But if you're for a regular thing, you have to make 40 times your rent. Like whatever your rent is, you have to make 40 times that per month.
So 40 times.
Yes, 40 times. Get the
calculator. So if your rent is $3,000.
No, say it's
$500. $500 times 45. 22,000.
Yeah. Or something like that. I don't know what it is, but so there's that. And then you have to put everything down. If you can't see that. Then you have to put everything down. So then you have to put first month's, last month's, security. So 3 months.
Security!
You have to pay 4 months, and then the broker's fee. So you have to pay 4 months' rent right up front.
No, this is too much adulting for me. This is why it's just easier to buy a house.
It's happening!
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
But thank God there's people do like influencer deals. But I'm gonna try.
The movers?
Roadway Moving. Yeah. Roadway Moving.
Oh, Dina used the company.
Yeah. It's probably Roadway. They're the best.
Well, they're in Jersey, I think.
Oh, this one's in the city. But they have all the influencers things. And it depends like how much influence you have, depending on if you get a discount, if they give you for free. But even if I got paid full price, they're like literally the best. Roadway Movers, they're the best because they handle everything. They pack everything for you. It's like everyone has used them, raves about them. So like I'm down to pay full price, but if they want to do a little deal with me, I'm totally welcome to do the deal. But that's another, a couple of...
I did an influencer scam.
Oh, what was yours?
Jessica Simpson again.
But that's not a scam. You're friends with her.
No, I'm not friends with her.
What did you get this time?
I messaged her store and I said, my dream is to still do a shoe collab.
Her husband, that woman's husband's coming on my podcast this week.
The football player?
No. It's Brad Leone. His wife works for Jessica Simpson, remember? I introduced you to her?
No, I don't remember.
That's
she didn't answer. Oh my God.
So,
Everyone DM Jessica Simpson and tell her that I really want to do a shoe collab? Like, all I do is rock her shoes, and I would die if I had a Snooki Times Jessica Simpson shoe.
I know.
I just die happy. That's it.
What style shoe would it be?
It would be, like, one of her Delaney, like, big-ass heels that I always wear. You know, that's all I wear when I do press, work, like, going to a nice dinner. Like, I'm wearing Jessica Simpson
heels. I tried to buy you those for Christmas, but you have every color.
I do have every color.
And even ones that I didn't even know they may have. Like,
and I just bought all their wedges off Instagram. I think I'm going to do a giveaway soon on my lip gloss. Everyone's going to get all the colors.
When am I getting them? Can you bring them to me for lunch?
Yeah.
Where's your like, lunch? Are you gonna now? Is it gonna be a lunch where you're gonna like be on the phone the whole time, like worrying about Sissy going to cheer, or do you have a babysitter that day?
No, yeah, because at 12 they're still in school till 3, so like I'm good. And then I'm gonna ask Gianni if he wants to go to dinner when I get home because it's Father's Day and I really want to have like a nice alone time.
Father's Day is not till Sunday. Why don't you have him meet?
Yeah, but he's going golfing for Father's Day, so that's my only time to like be with him.
So why don't you have him come meet us?
Yeah, because he's going to come to the city. He has to get the kids. Get the kids!
I mean, we can't do that much damage. I'm saying if we have a couple martinis at lunch, maybe go to a happy hour afterward by the time. It's like, you'll be home by 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get there earlier because I don't want to be stuck in traffic.
We'll get you a chopper. Blade.
Yeah. That Friday traffic.
Would you take a helicopter from the city to your house?
Yeah, if I really had to.
They could probably do it because they do it from the Hamptons all the time.
I think it's like $2,000.
No, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I Googled it once.
Dave Portnoy is in the office today. I'm nervous.
Tell him I said hi.
Should I bring you in there?
What's up, Dave?
He's in his office. I'm scared. I'm scared.
Excuse me.
Did you ever see that video? Me and Bae constantly are quoting this. It's a little girl and she's like on live. She's like 10 years old and she farts and she goes, "Do you guys hear? What was that, guys?"
Oh my, that's such an old video.
And she goes, "I'm scared." She goes, "What was that?"
She looks terrified at first because she farted.
Yeah. She goes,
"Like, why did she even upload it? Just delete it."
She goes, "I didn't do that, you guys. I think it was a lot." She was on live. She goes,
"No, that's like an old video."
I know, it's my favorite.
What was that?
She goes, "Did you guys hear that? What was that? I'm scared."
So that's what I did when I first farted in front of Gianni.
I'm having
Are you having a heart attack?
Yes, I had started yesterday. I don't know what it is. I've been taking Viagra again.
I think I have poop pains.
Oh, what happened with your toe?
I felt like I was having a baby when I went to the bathroom.
Did you see that baby, that woman, that teenage girl that gave birth in the hospital bed and then like put in the garbage and then came back to the bed?
Yes, that freaking crazy bitch.
So if you don't know the story, this girl was in the hospital for something, for like back pain.
I think she was like 16.
She was 16. She was in the hospital for something. But not pregnant. No one knew she was pregnant.
The bitch knew she was pregnant. Come on.
She knew, but no one else knew.
Yeah.
So in the hospital for something that's literally in a hospital. And so she's like in the middle of the night, she starts like, you know, I guess she was going into labor. So she goes to like, I think she was there for like back pain or like something. Maybe she hurt her ankle. I don't know what she was in the hospital for, but she was in the hospital. She goes to the bathroom, gives birth. She's in there for like an hour. And all of a sudden you hear like a sink going off and toilet flushing and all this stuff. And then she like comes out and stumbles back to her bed. Like nothing happened. And then the cleanup crew had to go in there and clean up. And there's blood everywhere. They go and say like, what happened?
Everywhere.
And then they find the baby in the garbage bag, the garbage thing.
She threw her baby away in a hospital though.
Yeah.
Like I would give it to a nurse and run if like I didn't want my mom to like know, but to throw your fucking baby away in the garbage when you're at a hospital, they could just
take already
the baby
there. I wouldn't even went to the bathroom. I would just say I'm feeling crazy now.
When I saw that, I was so pissed off. So the cops are in the room. And they're telling the mom what happened. The mom's like freaking out, like, why the fuck didn't you say anything?
I told you about this.
Yeah. And so everyone's like criticizing the mom because she's not handling it correctly. But like, how do you handle that? And then the cops are like, listen, like, no, she's 18. So she's an adult. So they were like, listen, we're going to have to arrest you because you're going to be, you're under arrest for murdering your baby. Like, yeah. She murdered her baby.
And she's crying, saying she wasn't. It wasn't making any noise when it came out. So that
wasn't crying. Nothing. No, she said nothing was crying. So she didn't even acknowledge that it was her baby. It was nothing was crying. I don't give a fuck.
How did she get the umbilical cord off? Did she chew it off?
Hmm.
How did she get the umbilical cord off?
Literally, she must have chewed it. Like, who does that in their right mind?
I don't know, but it's like, I can't imagine that someone can have a baby. No. It seems very dramatic. Like, wasn't she screaming? Like, especially a young girl having her first baby. Like,
no, she looked like there, not probably. Okay. Like, she looked like something was off. So
now she's tied with murder. I mean,
murder. That would mean I would tell my mom, and then if like I wasn't ready to have a baby, like put the baby up for adoption. Like,
yeah, that's
throw away your baby.
So I was like, I would just press the button in the hospital, say something's wrong with my, I'm going to feel like I'm going to shit myself.
No, and like, she's sick.
And act like you had no idea you're pregnant and you're in the bed. At least you can give birth to the baby. Why would you hide? Find out, like, no one's going to find out that there's like afterbirth all over the pedestal sink. It's like.
Yeah. So that happened like 3 months ago. So I don't know what's going on with her, but her ass better be going to jail. You can't do that shit and get away with it.
We tried for murder.
Murder!
But yeah, back to my apartment scam. I don't think that that's why I need a new source of income. Do you think I should start doing
Well, did you find an apartment yet?
No, you can't look until like the month before you're about to leave.
That's so stressful.
It's still like 4 more months.
Well, I started working out with Anthony again. So hopefully I can start getting muscle. All I want is muscle. Like I don't need to be skinny. Like, I feel like everyone's trying to be skinny with Ozempic and like be a stick. Like, I want muscle. I want to look strong. I want like my arm to just chill there and you see like muscle definition. I want my legs to be like jacked.
I want my arm to be skinny. Like, I want this all skinny.
Oh yeah. Like that muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want that too. I used to have that. Now it's just,
that's how you know you like have a good body. Like, it's like if this side, if your sides and like underarm is like,
you have to start lifting.
I got bad.
You can get that in no time.
I got bad joints.
You should lift your boyfriend like this.
No, fall on my feet.
Oh, as you're doing stuff.
Raise the roof. Mm-hmm. What else I said? I told you about the Trader Joe's candles being recalled, correct?
Yes, you burned down everyone's houses. Now you're getting sued.
No, but Jonathan Adler sent me a new setup of them, and they also sent me nice little gifts. I gotta have them send you stuff. Nice little gifts. I love it there. I'm going
to
be checking.
I'm still waiting on Jeffree Star's facial cream. You said he was going to send it to me.
Oh. I just threw a bunch of that in the garbage. Not the garbage. I put it in the bin. There's a bin at work. So everyone's desk.
Can you go grab it and get it for me for today?
Yeah.
You know I love facial cream.
It's happening.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Have you been watching? What have you been watching on TV? I've been watching. I told you about that. Did I say I watched The Hunger Games for the first time?
Yeah, you said that last week.
I did?
Yes.
Well, I've been watching the second one. What's her name? I know her name. Catnip Evergreen. What's the lady's name? Katniss. I thought her name was Catnip. So we've been loving those shows. And
you're like 95.
I guess what I'm watching, I'm rewatching The Undoing. With Kim, with what's her name? The red hair. Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
It's so good. I love watching.
So good.
I need to find the new shows. I want to watch that new show. It's called Idol with The Weeknd and Johnny Depp's daughter.
Oh, is that the one that like is kind of like Britney Spears' life? But not really.
Maybe. I don't know what it's about, but it's very controversial. But she's so pretty. I just want to watch her. And then... You know, everything's over. Like, there's no sports to watch anymore. So I got to find hobbies to do.
You've never watched sports until now.
No, but my friend does. So that's what I have to spend all the time doing.
Oh, my God.
And find things to do.
There's no sports anymore.
I'm going to start doing cooking classes in person. Do you think people will come to that?
Oh my God, you would sell out.
Like a cooking experience. So it's not, I can't like manage like everyone having their own stove because there's not places like that. And it's probably $10 million.
You would have to rent a place out though. Like how does that work?
No, that you rent out. That you rent it out.
And then you could sell the tickets on Eventbrite. That's which is so easy.
Let me tell you, Crusaders, let me tell you my ideas and then start like tweeting at me and telling me what you think about this idea. So the idea
you would definitely sell out.
Okay, but Messy Mama, and I have to get free drinks and wine. So I have Messy Mama wine there for everyone to drink so they can try, taste it, and they can buy
it. But is it going to be like that talk show where like everyone tries what you make?
Yes. Oh, no, they're going to be helping and like cooking with me. So, so basically it's a dinner party. It's a night. It's like a night called Kiki Cuisine, obviously. And so everyone shows up and they sit like in an audience style thing or sitting around the table. We book it probably around like 60 people tops and there'll be a big like kitchen thing. But I would have like people it'd be stationed. So I'd have like, you know, like I would demonstrate how to do it. And then there would be a station where like, I'd give it to this, to the chopping station of like pasta, like, you know, chop or whatever, chopping the tomatoes on this station. So I'm like, oh, everyone had to do it. Okay. This is a tomato station. 10 girls over here. You're chopping.
Rocky? I'll keep going.
They're chopping the tomatoes at this table. This table over here is doing all my garlic and doing my, you know, and deep, like cleaning the chicken or whatever. This table's doing this. So everyone's kind of having a little part to do as I'm demonstrating. And then like, you know, you come up. So we'll all be like doing in sections. The alien can come. We'd all be doing it in sections, all while learning how to make the recipe. And you're gonna be drinking and kikiing during the time. And then when you at the end of it, you know, I bring like, you know, Poppy and all my chefs in the back. We finish cooking everything together, and then we all sit down and have a big family meal, and then we just drink and kiki after. And can you be serious for 1 second?
Wait, so what's the cutoff?
Cutoff?
Bitch, it is thundering and lightning out. Something's going on. Do you hear that?
No, I'm all the way in New York.
I am like bugging out. I just heard a squeaky noise over here, and now it's severely thundering.
It's aliens.
Okay, so what's the cutoff? Because you can't have like 100 people.
No, I would, depending on the size of the space, I'd probably shoot maybe like 60 people. So basically what you're guaranteed.
60 people helping you 50, cook?
50 people. So when you get there, you're guaranteed food and wine. You know, you get dinner and a show and free alcohol, and
maybe because that's like I feel too many people to navigate in the kitchen. You could do like a VIP ticket, and those are the people that can help, and then the rest can like watch, but like still drink and eat.
Okay, good. So I'm
gonna manage it a little better. That's a lot.
I gotta figure out how to do it, but basically you're gonna come over, you're gonna help me cook, you're gonna learn how to cook, you're gonna leave with a recipe card.
I love it.
And you're gonna get, you know, full meal, you get full dinner and drinks, and we hang out. Listen to music and have like a kiki afterward.
Yes, queen.
I would charge, you know, anywhere between $10,000 and $5,000. I'm like kidding.
You know, you're gonna have anxiety over this.
No, I think if I start doing a few of those before I have to move, like once a month for the next few months.
Yeah.
I can afford to move them.
Let's do it.
Would you come to one of them?
No. Okay.
But would you donate? Would you donate Messy Mama wine, and then they can have the option to purchase? I can have a QR code they can purchase right from my class if they like my cases.
So if you did $50 a ticket, which I think is so nice, I think you would make a decent living, a decent.
Well, it would have to be compared to the price of dinner and a show in New York City, because you're getting dinner and a show in New York City, and you're getting free gifts. Yes.
I feel like you don't need a show because you're.
I am the show.
Yeah, you already are a show. You're like.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like you're still like funny. Like you don't have to like try to entertain because you're just. No,
it's not really a show. It's basically it's dinner and a show, but I'm excited to get this off the run. So if you have any ideas or already any industrial kitchens I can rent or spaces or any
please let us know.
Or if you own any food companies that want to donate like one of your products, like if it's a pasta or you know a meat company or something like that, you want to get involved for promotion. Get involved.
Messy Mama is sponsoring.
Yeah, this will be a great opportunity for everyone involved. And we can do it year round. I can do a Thanksgiving special. We can do a birthday special, a New Year's Eve party. We can do whatever.
Yes, queen. All right, start. You got to get your little notepad out and start writing ideas so you don't forget.
And this is my own thing. I don't have to share.
Get a little calendar.
It's my own thing. I don't have to share with anyone else. I can keep all the money and it's going to be like the best thing
ever. Yes, that's what you need. Something that you do on your own hustle. And it's just you.
Now, Sibby, you look better than ever. You put your hair in a bun?
Well, I ended up having a little break and I went for a walk. with Rocky.
Wait, do you think Rocky's gonna be abducted by the aliens?
No. Well, Rocky sees aliens. I told you.
Oh, that's
so I think they're gonna zap them, and then they'll take me up. And then since I'm fertile, they're gonna put alien babies in me, and I'm gonna repopulate another planet.
So I'm starting a new segment. I was trying it on my other podcast, and that I shall remain nameless. But I think we should play it together right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's called Obsessions, and I'm going to change the questions every week. But this week's questions are: we already covered TV shows, right?
Yeah, we always talk about TV shows.
So, what candle are you obsessed with right now, or home fragrance?
Home fragrance,
or candle, or car freshener.
I told you about my car freshener, which was what was it called again? From Sephora, and it's really expensive. It's like $12 for an air freshener.
Wait, Nicole.
What?
You didn't show me your makeup haul from Ulta. What did you buy?
Oh shit.
That'll be my beauty product. Can you get the bag?
It's all put away upstairs.
Okay, wait, listen. We'll get to that. So forget that. Tell me about your beauty products. What did you buy at Ulta? This is gonna be your favorite beauty products you got this week at Ulta.
So I got the roll-on, the roll-on blush. I forget which brand it was.
The roll?
Yeah, it's literally like a stick, like a big, like fat stick.
But it's a roll.
So you just go like this.
Go like this?
No, it's like a stick, and then it has like a thing on top.
What color?
It's like a head on top.
What color is the packaging?
I don't remember. I took everything out.
And what color is the tube?
I think pink. I don't remember. This was last week. I put everything away last Friday. But I did buy Fenty moisturizer, which is amazing. Fenty's because I needed like a nice new moisturizer that like actually like, you know, match my color, but also it wasn't blotchy. Cause you know, I get so oily when I put makeup on. So I tested that for my VIP event. It stuck on all day. I wasn't oily. It was beautiful. So the Fenty moisturizer is
foundation.
Amazing. Oh, the foundation. Yes. Foundation. And then I got the setting spray. It was like in a black purple. No, I got two. So it was a black purple.
All Nighter by Urban Decay.
Okay. And then there was a gold one.
The cap was gold?
The whole thing was gold. I don't know. I think it was the bottle was gold and the cap was black.
It's happening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
What else did I get? I got a couple brushes because I wanted like new brushes because my brushes I had for what, 25 years?
Yeah.
I feel like that's all I got.
It's $300.
Well, I got like a lot of different blushes. Still. I got Urban Decay.
Okay.
The palette. It was like a blush and then a bronzer.
Oh.
So I got two of those because you always used to use that one on me, which I love. That.
Next time you bring it all down, I'll actually go through it. But let's continue with obsessions. What is your favorite? Those are your favorite beauty products you're trying right now. What's your favorite snack? What are you snacking on right now that you love?
Slim Jims. I got to relax with
Slim Jims. Okay.
So I used to love Slim Jims all throughout high school. And now every day I have at least one Slim Jim, like the minis.
Ooh.
I just had a Slim Jim before I came back on here.
I'm obsessed with cucumbers. I've been eating those mini cucumbers, like the baby ones. I've been eating them with everything. But lately, I've been dipping them in hummus. But then I'm taking them, I dip it in sesame, toasted sesame seeds. Then I dip it in the sesame seeds. It sticks to all of it. And it's almost like a breadstick, like a crunchy breadstick, because it's like hummus. Mm-hmm. You can also dip it in everything but the bagel seasoning. You can dip it in tahini if you want something spicy.
Wait, am I getting that everything bagel that's not a bagel sent to me?
Oh, yeah, they're sending them. I gave them your address. Yeah.
Because I can't do carbs right now because I'm really trying to lose 3 pounds.
This is so good. We're talking about the bagels. That's another snack of mine. They're called Better Bagel. And I talked about
all of them. Yeah, I want
to try. There's like only 2 carbs in them and they're delicious. Only 170.
But I'm also obsessed with cucumbers. I've been doing, so every week I do like the big jug, you know, where you can like twist it and the water comes out. What's that called? Like a, what's that called?
The water?
No, it's like a holder though. And then you like turn it and then the water comes out. Of the nozzle.
Oh, the pickle juice machine?
No, it's just like a holder. It's like a pitcher, whatever.
Yeah.
So every week I do cucumbers and lemon water.
Oh, I get you.
And so you drink it constantly.
Oh, it's an infuser, and like a water infuser.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, so she puts it's like a little channel inside your water bottle. You put the cucumbers in.
And right now, since I went for my walk and I did a little cardio, I drink Zip Fizz.
Oh,
yeah.
Really good. Go to fizz.com right now. And one other thing, what is your favorite Amazon find this week? Your favorite obsession from Amazon this month?
Oh, let me see. What's yours?
Mine has been the cleaner. First of all, the cleaner, the messy eater cleaner, the stain remover.
Oh, yes. You told everyone that.
That is the best one there. And I'm also obsessed with these little jars that you get. They're like little, they have bamboo lids and they're clear glass jars and they come all different sizes. Just Google glass jar with bamboo lid and you'll see.
Oh, I found mine.
And I put, I make overnight oats in them and I put like my pistachios and all my nuts and stuff in them. So I store them in my cabinet with all my dry goods. So I feel like a Kardashian. So those little jars, bamboo, clear.
Oh my God.
With bamboo lids from Amazon. That's my obsession right now.
Okay. So mine are the reusable square silicone air fryer liners.
Ooh.
So if you use your air fryer, every time you put, it's just so hard to clean. So you got to like scrub and like get, you know, out of the holes and everything. But if you get the silicone trays, which are like this.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And it's still fine.
So it's literally just a tray and then you put it in there. So then like you put your fries, you put your chicken wings, whatever you're making. And then it doesn't make the air fryer actually dirty. So you just have to clean the silicone tray, which is so much easier.
Are they as crispy?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just about the cleanup. The cleanup's way easier.
Okay, I got this.
Not about time for that.
I got this outdoor speaker, a second one for Poppy's house because I've been bringing this one to the park with me. It's called the Bugani Store. Bugani Bluetooth speaker, portable Bluetooth speaker, 30-watt. It's this one.
Come down, 30-watt.
The orange one, like this. It is.
Well, that looks like what construction workers use.
It's like, it's booming though. It sounds so good. It's a Bluetooth. It's a durable. You can get, it's like waterproof, I believe. I bought 2 of them. The rain, humidity, moisture proof. They sound booming. For Father's Day, I'm keeping them outside. It has all different things. It's like a USB card that you can put in there for like for playback, long battery life, external audio. So you can like plug something in and it's Bluetooth. That's my favorite speaker right now from Amazon as well. Isn't this a fun
segment? Yeah, and I know that we talked about our favorite spray hand sanitizer.
Touchland.
Yes, but I cannot use that in the car because I need like, so in my car, I have like my console, or whatever. So I always have an actual pump hand sanitizer. And then I have my lotion. I found the best hand sanitizer besides Safely from Kris Kardashian. It is EOS. Shea butter hydrating hand sanitizer. So not only does it make your hands so smooth. It's a pomegranate raspberry. So it's natural shea oil. So it just makes your hands nice and clean, but also soft.
Oh my God.
Because every time I go into a store, I always use my hand sanitizer.
Did I tell you I went to the governor's ball this weekend?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Who are we going to vote for? There's so many people running that I don't think I like.
No, the Gov Ball is a concert, but yeah, there's a lot of people running.
Oh, I'm talking about politics.
No, but yeah, we can talk about that. Donald Trump has just got in trouble. He's in prison, so I don't know if he's going to be able
to. Oh, he's definitely going to jail. And then Chris Christie announced he is running. Remember, he bullied me on the boardwalk?
David Pence.
I'm not voting for a bully. Mm-mm.
David Pence. Oh, what's his name? Mike Pence?
And Mike Pence. Who
Florida else guy.
Yeah, it's not great.
Like to say, DeRonde Santis, but he's only 44 years old. He's my age. I'm old enough to be the president.
Yeah, I feel like anybody can run at this point. Right. We should run. DeRonde we would Santis. Run shit here.
And there's some like some lady running and then some other person.
I would have the aliens come and we would all be friends.
She's Sex and the City. Samantha's coming back for one special episode, but she's not coming back as a cast member.
I wonder how much they're paying her for that. Because I feel like she did not want to come back.
No, they're paying her an obscene amount of money, like more money than the girls are probably making altogether. They're paying an obscene amount of money. She already shot the scene. She's not going to be in front of anyone. She went to a studio by herself, didn't see any of the cast members. It's a phone call. So she's basically going to be like on the phone talking to Samantha, talking to like.
But why is she being so dramatic? Like, why does she hate the other girls so much?
Because I think she's a mean girl. I think that Sarah Jessica Parker's been a mean girl and she's been like abused.
I feel like they're too old for that shit.
They are. What's her name? Samantha's my Poppy's age. It's like, get it
That's
together.
Sad. I want to know how much they paid her. Like $10 million?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, because everyone's going to go back. But if she was coming back like all the time and just doing her own scenes without the girls or even like with the other girls, just not with Carrie, like I think that would be good. Like bring it back. She doesn't want to be, she only hates Carrie. But now that they're saying that, but now Kim Davis or Kristen Davis, Charlotte is getting, she's like, I don't want to be involved. Cause I guess she's saying like,
no.
I guess they're optioning things like saying maybe she'll come back and record scenes with Miranda and Charlotte, but she won't do it with Carrie's, but the other girls are not getting involved because they don't want to turn their back on the hand that feeds them. Cause Sarah Jessica owns the whole house. So she's,
oh my God. It's like high school. So dramatic.
So, I mean,
that's like my biggest fear, like being that old and dealing with shit.
Yeah, I think she wants to come back, but like now she's kind of being tricked into it, but she doesn't want it. She hates that woman so much.
She was bamboozled.
Or maybe just hash it out. Maybe have Samantha and Carrie hash it out as characters on the show. Maybe maybe the psychology of it will like help them in real life. Like, you know, pretend they go in a big fight.
Yeah.
The reason I left and went to London is because I fucking hate you, you stupid cunt.
Yeah, literally play the actual
scene. And get in a real fist fight and turn it to a reality show. Who are you waving at? Is it an alien?
Oh, all my kids are home now. So,
well, that's good.
It's been lovely.
It has been lovely. I want to say thank you for joining us today. I look forward to unveiling my Kiki Cuisine cooking classes, drink, sip, cook, and Kiki.
You're going to kill it.
I'm looking forward to Messy Mama Juan being our marquee sponsor.
Yeah, I'm going to be a sponsor
for that.
Enjoy.
Book us on Cameos. I need the money. I could move today and I have to move this year. So I need some money for Cameos. I'm going to lower my price again. So I have a little sale going on. Book Snoopy on Cameo on the
Father's website. Day.
Father's Day. The Fathers. Oh, I think it is.
I think this is a great gift because you know how many people are, you know how many men are obsessed with you now because of Barstool? That would be a great gift.
I have $50 off right now. I have $50 off my regular price Cameos rent now and through
Sunday. Get it, girls. This would be a great gift from Barstool Joey.
Yeah, now through Sunday. You can follow Snoopy at Missy Giovanna.
What's been lovely? Go chug some Messy Mama. And touch your husband's pee-pee for Father's Day.
Happy Daddy's Day. See you next week on It's Happening Podcast.
Love you.
It's happening. It's happening.